Hello and welcome to this CINCOM podcast on hosted contact centers. Today my guest is Michael DeSalles, who's a strategic analyst at Frost & Sullivan. Frost & Sullivan has just published a new white paper titled The Hosted Model, Why It's Revolutionizing the Contact Center Industry. This paper takes a detailed look at the industry trends and the value proposition for hosting contact center technology. It's designed for those who are evaluating or just wanting to learn more about the hosted platform as a viable replacement for premise-based infrastructure. Frost & Sullivan identifies reasons for selecting hosted and presents a total cost of ownership analysis to help readers determine their best course of action. If you want to download this complimentary white paper, it's available at www.cincom.com/frostreport. And with that, I'd like to say good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Randy. Great to be with you this morning.
Well, it's great to have you. And I guess my first question for you is, in this white paper, you reveal that the hosted contact center market is moving out of the early adopter stage and into a high growth stage. How fast is the hosted contact center market growing, and what are some of the key drivers leading to that rapid adoption of hosted?
That's a great question, Randy. I actually get asked that quite a lot. As you know, as an analyst, I measure it as the compound average growth rate. And interestingly enough, Frost & Sullivan's latest research from June of this year shows that hosted contact center growth is forecast to grow at 34% overall through 2013. Now, for smaller seat deployments, that is fewer than 100 seats, that number grows to 41%. I got to tell you, that's very aggressive growth and demonstrates great traction in the market. So, Randy, when it comes to key drivers, our research shows that end users today are looking for, one, ease of provisioning, and they want to be able to manage multiple sites as well as remote agents. They want a low upfront investment and pay-as-you-go pricing.
That's great information, Michael. One of the items that really stood out to me was the total cost of ownership analysis that you did on premise versus hosted. It looks like for a typical 100-seat center, the hosted solution will cost about a third of the equivalent on-premise solution in the first year. And that's quite an amazing difference, of course. But it also surprised me just as much that even after 5 years, the hosted TCO is only about 80% of the cost of on-premise. What are some of the components that attribute to that dramatic cost savings of a hosted contact center?
Well, you know, Randy, there are actually a lot of components to consider when it comes to cost. You've typically got software costs, you've got hardware, implementation costs, there's ongoing expenditures, for example, for maintenance or for upgrades. And then, of course, for the host solution, you have subscription costs. And the very last that isn't talked about a lot is IT staff costs. So with hosted, it's actually very straightforward. There's no software or hardware expenditures or ongoing maintenance or upgrade costs. So if you look at it, the upfront implementation cost for a premise solution, as you mentioned, is over 80% higher than hosted for the same level of functionality, and you're getting advanced features. With a subscription-based play plan, this results in a 64% savings the first year. You can tell this changes the entire landscape from a cost perspective.
Michael, this white paper also includes a case study on Health Advocate, who utilizes a hosted contact center. What are some of the most important results Health Advocate has realized by using a hosted contact center?
Really interesting case here, Randy. Health Advocate was a classic case study of a company that was growing faster than they could ever anticipate it. What this does is create some pain when you're looking to add agents and call functionality quickly when you've got budget constraints and no IT department to speak of. So Health Advocate really has come to realize a number of benefits from deploying hosted. The first, and number one, was a 50% increase in agent productivity, and number two, was the ability to increase contact center staff by more than 400% by simply added hosted seats.
Simply subscribing to additional hosted seats. Now that's quite amazing, especially when you compare with the infrastructure changes that would be required to increase capacity of an on-premise solution by 400%. And the last question I'd like to ask you about today, Michael, is that Frost & Sullivan provides some recommended questions that people should ask potential hosted contact center providers. I won't ask you to recite all the questions listed in the white paper, but what are some of the more important topics that you should ask when in selecting a hosted vendor?
Well, Randy, in terms of a vendor's background and experience, one of the things you want to ask is, what is the company's history and experience in call center operations? And then, what percentage can you expect to save with a hosted system versus a premise solution? When you look at IT considerations, you've got to ask, how does the company address security and privacy concerns? And are there additional costs required to integrate existing back office applications? Those are very important questions. And lastly, around implementation expectations, you've got to ask, how long and complicated is the typical implementation? And then, is the solution flexible enough to handle the seasonality of my business? And do I pay for only what I use?
That's great information, Michael. I want to thank you for participating with us today. I also want to remind our listeners that they can download this new Frost & Sullivan white paper, The Hosted Model, Why It's Revolutionizing the Contact Center Industry, at www.syncom.com/Frost Report. Thank you for listening to today's podcast, and we hope you can join us for the next episode of SYNCOM Contact Center Insights. Goodbye for now.